How you doing? Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
What did you get accomplished today? How did you approach practice that week?
It was a good day of practice. There's a lot of things that we had to cover and things that we talked about that we needed to do better. And, got off to a good start today. So it's just important to kind of keep the pedal to the metal. And there's a lot of teams that are working this week and getting better and playing games, and we can get better and not play and still advance. So I think it's just important for us to go out and be focused, try to do a great job with the coaches that have talked to us about the details of the particular plays and why they've worked and why they haven't worked, and just try to make some improvements.
And it's more specific to you guys today than any of these other three teams you might face, or was there a little bit of that mixed in there?
Yeah, well, I think just us being better in general is going to help us. I mean, regardless of who we play, or we just have to play really well. We have to be at our best. So I think it's just important for us to like we did today, just be really focused in the meetings and then go out there and practice in these type of conditions where it's, cold, windy day, and we may get one of those, and to try to be as mentally and physically prepared as we could possibly be, because, we worked pretty hard to get to this point, and, you don't get these opportunities very often, so it's in our best interest, all of us, to be at our very best and to not really let anything get in the way of what we're trying to accomplish. So it's fun. I mean, it's a great position to be in because, playoff football and chance to really prepare, get a jump this week on our preparations and, make it a great week so we can really just go into next week ready to go.
Tom, you guys have done well with the bye. Why? I mean, what advantages do you have, and how do you more so take advantage of those advantages, if that sounds right?
Well, we've I think it's really, when it comes down to it, we play next Saturday night. The team that plays the best is going to win. So, the only thing you can do at this point is prepare to play. So our preparation has to be really good, has to be really solid and focused. And like I said, it's about our practices and about our intensity and trying to figure out what we can do better than what we've done since really the last time we got a chance to evaluate ourselves, which was before the Carolina game. So, I know the coaches spent a lot of time trying to figure out the things that we need to do better, and they talk to the players about that. And, there's certainly a lot of things we can do better and that we're going to need to do better because the margin of error at this point is not big, very small.
I know every season is different and every team is different. Do you feel like the team has evolved to where you need it to be right now, or is it still evolving as the year goes on?
Well, I think every week, we change a little bit with, the game plan and the scheme, what we're trying to do, and then the game plays itself out earlier, and then you got to try to either go with the plan or change the plan, or it constantly evolves and changes, and you have to be smart enough to be able to adapt and change those things pretty quickly. Because at this point, if you lose, you can't wake up the next day and go, oh, we got them, we'll get them next week. No, there's no next week. There's one game, and it's the most important game of the year.
John, when you have so many people who have not been through this before, do you ever offer advice to any of them on what to expect? Is it just kind of a lead-by-example kind of thing, or would you actually talk to some of them about it?
Well, Coach handles the team pretty well, so he's got a great handle on what he thinks the team needs to hear. And I think the most important thing is to go out and play well, and to be at your best. So it doesn't matter if you played or haven't played or how many games you played, you got to be at your best. And I think we're all counting on each other to be that way.
But is this different as far as when you take the field? Is there a different atmosphere, pace than in a regular season game?
I think the execution has to be – you're playing the best team, so I think you just can't make – the mistakes are really magnified. I think that's the difference. You can't – when you play a good team, it's hard to beat good teams and not play your best. So typically, if you play less than what you're capable of, you don't get to win, because the other teams are just too good. Some days, if you play a team that struggles and has been struggling, you may not play your best, but you still may win. Usually doesn't happen that way in the playoffs. So that's why we've got to be able to, eliminate turnovers, not turn the ball over, just make the other team earn it, be at our best, be right on our assignments all the time, be mentally and physically you know, as sharp as we can possibly be, and then you know, see if the other team can beat us.
Tom, since you've been here with Belichick, several coaches have gone on to head coaching jobs and had a lot of success elsewhere. How did your relationship with Bill O'Brien develop over time, and just your general thoughts about him and you know, his time here?
That was a long time ago. Yeah. Truthfully, I'm just trying to, you know, stay focused on this week, and you know, that's really not in my my thought process right now.
Tom, as a football player, just who loves the game, what have you? You guys were 8-0 here at Gillette Stadium. You've done well here as a home team.
Yep.
You know, there's different factors that get into a home field advantage. What is it for you that you like about this place and just playing here on a Sunday or on a given night?
Well, we got great fans that come out and let it rip. So I think they are always into the game, you know, the communication at home is really important for an offense, and our communication on our offense, there's a lot of it. So the better we can communicate, the more we're on the same page. Typically, the less chance there is to make a mistake, because you can just communicate pretty easily. If I want the receiver to do something, I just yell out there and tell him. When you're on the road, you know, there's different nonverbal communication that you try to use. You know, if you don't get it right on one play, that one play could be the difference in the game. So there's a little margin of error you get at home with your communication, because it's pretty easy to communicate as an offense. But it's equally as difficult for a defense. So, you know, it's a home game for our offense, but for our defense, you know, they get crowd noise and they have to communicate. And so, you know, we've done a good job winning because we go out and execute well. But on offense, I think our communication, you know, is typically better, you know, at home than it is on the road.
Might sound foolish, but will you watch the wild card games this weekend? And do you think there's value in watching? I know some have actually said, I actually prefer not to, and then, like, sort of get to the tape, you know, to see.
Yeah.
How do you approach that?
I've done both. I mean, I've watched and I haven't watched. And I don't know, sometimes you get really riled up watching a game, and then you get start cheering for teams to win or lose, and then, you know. Yeah, you don't want to ride the wave. So I try to I'll use my time as best possible to prepare myself. So whatever it needs to be, you know, that's what it'll be.
Also wanted to ask you just about the run game and
yep.
the role that it's played specifically the last 2 weeks. What are your thoughts on that as you guys enter the playoffs, which seems to be a time that the running game maybe takes on a little more importance?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, anything can happen in these games. I've been a part of a lot of them, and you never know what's going to happen and how the game's going to play out. And you always have an idea of what you think you need, but everything's on the line. So whatever we need to do to win, and if it's handing it off 70 times, and that's what we got to do. And that's if they're having a problem stopping it, then we got to be good enough to be able to take advantage of that. And vice versa, if that's throwing the ball. Whatever they're having a tough time defending, that's what you got to be able to get to. So it's important not to be one-dimensional in these games, you know. And like I said, mental and physical toughness is something that is really important this time of year. You know, you get less than ideal conditions out there, and we play in an environment where it's not 70 degrees and, you know, no conditions. Like, you know, you may be in a dome or you may be somewhere else in warm weather. With us, it's not the way it is. So you got to try to play to your strength. And, you know, part of our strength is hopefully going out there and practicing it every day, understand the elements and the conditions of what we deal with, the wind, the snow, the rain. And then, you know, as you guys know, we're out there almost every day. So you just get used to playing in it. And hopefully by getting used to it, you can develop the mental toughness to deal with it and put the weather out of your mind and put the rest out of your mind and just focus on your opponent. And when all your attention's focused on your opponent, you could be at your best. But, you know, you don't want all these built-in excuses of why you're less than your best. You just try to go out there, and both teams are playing in it. And because we get a chance to play in it all the time, you know, maybe we can use that as an advantage.
Teams always pride themselves on finding different ways to win, especially offensively. How do you feel you guys have evolved in that regard? You're not just, you know, a one-dimensional offensive team.
Yeah, well, I think, like I said, it's going to be a matter of what they're doing a good job of defending and what we feel we're doing a good job of executing. And then there's, you know, a little spot in there what you're doing well, what they're not doing well, and then you try to get to it. And and you try to make your adjustments over the course of the game. So last week we just did a great job of running the ball, and the line played so physical. I mean, it was awesome to watch. To end the game like that and to rush the way we did, the way we ended the game against Baltimore was just awesome. I mean, I haven't been a part of that in a long time, because we just got a very physical offensive line and backs that run really hard, and that's hard to defend, especially over the course of a game. And, you know, that, you know, hopefully you can wear the other team out by making them tackle you, making them stop you, making them figure it out, and make them come up and want to, you know, hit you in the face. And I think our team's done a good job of that. Our offensive line has done a great job all year of that. Our backs are really feeding off that, and that's been a big strength for us. So it needs to continue to be a strength, and hopefully that opens up other areas of our offense that, you know, once you're doing something really well and they got to focus on it, then maybe you can do some other things really well off of that.
How do you feel things have developed between you and Danny just throughout the season?
You know, we're still working at it today. I mean, we're just continuing to talk through things and situations. And, you know, when you haven't had years and years of experience, you know, you use as much time as you can to really communicate what you need to. So we've had a lot of practice opportunities, a lot of game opportunities, and you know, hopefully we just keep doing better as we move forward.
When Josh's name comes up and, you know, teams are interviewing him or interested in him, I suppose you're not surprised by that given what he's accomplished here and throughout his career.
I mean, I'm not surprised by much anymore in the NFL. So it's, I mean, he's a great coach, and yeah, he's, I said the other day, he's one of my best buds, and I've been around him for a long time, so I know him pretty well, and I'm glad that he's my coach.
Just to even like hear that or not, you know, there's a possibility that someone might, you know, try to reel him in and take him away from you. I mean, I know you've been through it before.
Yeah, multiple times. But it's, you know, it's a credit to those guys and what they've accomplished, and it's a very flattering thing when other people are interested, so. But, you know, they'll make their decision based on. And, you know, I still got to go out there and do my job, which is ultimately what I owe this team and what I signed up for and what I promised Mr. Kraft when I, you know, signed my contract and what I commit to Belichick and all my teammates, that I'm going to try to do the best I can do. So it doesn't matter who's coaching or who's running routes or who's handing the ball off to or who's blocking or who's playing defense. I got to go do my job. So that's where my focus is.
They have to watch the ball drop
for long. I was asleep. We had early morning practice, so.
You would catch any of the hockey
game? That's today. There's a lot of good things on today, so. Be channel surfing.
What would you think it would be like to watch a hockey game with 107,000 fans?
Pretty cool. It's a great environment. So I wish I had a chance to get back there at some point to watch a football game. Maybe when I retire, but it's to do a hockey game in there is pretty sweet. It's a lot of people. I know they did it at Fenway a few years ago, which was really cool. So it's a great, really neat experience. Really smart of the NHL to do that.
Weird question, your walkout music, the Jay-Z song, is that your choice or did they just play that for you?
That's been my choice for a long time.
What is it about that song?
I'm a big fan of his. Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.